This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Locked. Locked. Here we go. The dial said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us and join in the discussion, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the telephone listen line is 605-477-3249. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How are you this morning?
Very well. You know, I'd like to share a short story with our class, and it has to do with you and me. And, class, yesterday I was under a truck, and Rich Sheban called, and so I was, for probably close to an hour and a half, I would think, we were on the phone, and you said something that was very, very, it resounded with me. It was a salient point, and I haven't heard anybody else say this. And here's what you said, I believe. And correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe you said you can't have intellectual discussions with very many people. Is that correct?
Well, you know, people, I think, and I did definitely say it or at least imply it heavily. And what I mean by that is people are so afraid of political correctness or offending one another. Or so many people are so busy they don't have the time to read and research. And keep in mind, 80% of Americans get their news from Google and Facebook. So, you know, people have been propagandized. And I think a lot of people are, even though there's a mass awakening going on, people are awake to the rigging of the game, but they don't know how to proceed with the... so many groups being insulted, degraded, and disrespected, and, you know, standing for principle, standing for truth is so compromised, and so there's so much gray area, and people are afraid to be demonized if they do say the truth. And we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations so much that opportunity and knowledge is very clouded. So the challenging, you know, we're not, and we see this all over the new media, Vince. It's the so-called left Democrats that have been hijacked by the globalists. All they do right now is they've been taught, even in schools, to scream, to yell, to walk out of the room, to use, call people names, to even do violence, because they've almost lost the ability to have intellectual conversation and use common sense and use logic. And when common sense and logic is gone, when math doesn't make sense anymore, these people who were taught to yell, scream, and do violence, they are very much in despair. And they don't know which way to react or how to react. And so they've regressed. And I think when you don't use your big words, when you don't use common sense and logic and have the guts to discuss things in person with the individual or people you disagree with, got to basically downshift to fifth grade, which again is yelling, screaming, stomping your feet, walking out of the room, or creating violence, that's when the people have lost it. And so I feel that having shows like this one and many others on GCN and RBM and other networks that host the new media, I think is so important for the survival of this country, Vince.
Well, what, you know, when you said that last night, I was literally under the truck working, talking to you, and it occurred to me, as you were saying that, that I reflected very quickly on, actually, who do I communicate with? Who do I talk with? Well, I've got to tell you, it boils down to pretty much two groups, but they're within the same group. And that would be instructors and students. Those are the ones, primarily, that I have intellectual discussions with. Now, why is that? Why is it, you know, instructors and students? Well, because there's that common thread that goes through our thought process. You know, those involved with USA Preparers kind of think in a similar way. You know, we research, we read, we ferret out the truth. We use logic. Logic prevails. We try to do the best thing, minimize our maximum regrets, try to avoid making mistakes, not following the herd. So, and that boils down to, who do people like? Well, people like them. Let me say it a different way. People like them. Meaning, people like people who are similar in thought process, have similar values, as they do. Well, that accurately describes our instructors and our students and a few of our friends. But literally, as you said, you really don't have, you said, and I'm saying, I really don't have intellectual conversations with those outside that circle. I don't. Because, number one, some people just want to talk about, you know, who won the game. I don't have time to talk about who won the game. I'm busy. You know, I've got really important things to do. To me, an important thing is having a meal with my family. Now, a meal with my family is really kind of like a management working session where we sit around the table, we talk about what we did. And I'm not talking about bragging. Here's what I did today. No. I'm talking about here's what I did. Each person will say that. And we'll figure out how that interplays with what the others have done so that we collectively don't make mistakes, that we are maximizing our efforts to the best that we can for the whole, meaning our family. We're farmers. And we work together. We don't just start in the morning, get up whenever the heck we feel like it, and do whatever the heck we want. We're organized. And we do that through discussion. And the time to do that, that works the best, is mealtime for us. And as I think about who I talk with, I don't talk with very many people who don't get it. I don't have time for it. I don't. So does that fit your picture as well, Rich Sheehan?
Well, it does to an extent, but at the same time, I do feel that because of the waking up of America, especially when you read the comment section in the new media, you know, when you have people, you know, certain patriots, certain conservative types, certain people who want the country to succeed, they're using objective facts more now than I've ever seen. And they're competing against people who call themselves the so-called left, and they're using subjective emotional opinion more than any time I've ever seen. So the left is more one-dimensional now because they don't want to be in the arena of ideas and solutions. But at the same time, people are waking up of all races, all genders, all everything, and they don't want to be put in groups. People tired of having their work ethic, their standards and expectations lowered, insulted, degraded. And people are saying, you know, I want to be able to control my own destiny. People can see that the powers that be who are blowing smoke up people's butts and behind the curtain are mostly unelected officials, and a lot of the elected officials are bought and paid for. And people are tired of seeing the despair, tired of being in debt, tired of not having a savings account. And that's one of the reasons why I talk about so many different unit of measures of the false and phony data that's out there and how they're changing the unit of measures for their own benefit to keep people in the dark. So people are waking up. I think the silent majority is starting to speak up. And, you know, I think a lot of people want to be able to do more. And they're either in so much debt, they're trying to get out of debt, they're trying to create plan Bs and Cs. I think that's why people listen to shows like ours, because they want outside-the-box ideas because the system has not worked for them. I mean, look at these blue Democrat sanctuary gun-free zone cities. People are broke. People are getting, you know, it's murder, rape, and mayhem. You know, they can't control guns. They can't control pedophilia. They can't control anything that's happening, but yet they want to stop. They want to take away our guns. And people are waking up to the hypocrisy and double standards because, as you know, I hate saying those words without mentioning let's have practice with your priest laws. And people are getting it, Vince.
You mentioned guns, and there's a story. And great, got a commercial on Zero Hedge. There's a story on Zero Hedge about guns will be confiscated. And there was this young boy in school, and he must have mentioned it. Really hard to figure out this story because I think they left out a few paragraphs. But this young boy, as I interpret this, must have mentioned, he's 13, must have mentioned something about a gun. And then, of course, it gets to the teachers, and it gets to the principal, and then the principal must have called, or some administrator must have called the police. Police show up at this guy's house where this 13-year-old student lives, and mother lets the cops in. They want to look in the boy's room, see if he's got a gun. Why? Because he mentioned it. In New Jersey, he mentioned a gun. Not that we've got them or we're going to kill people, just he mentioned a gun. And so the cops show up and they want to take the guns.
My name is Tiara and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycle. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. States, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, in the state of New Jersey, this article that I'm talking about is in ZeroHedge.com. ZeroHedge.com says that police in New Jersey have officially crossed the thin blue line. They literally attempt to confiscate guns from an Army veteran without a warrant. But it didn't go as planned because Leonard Cottrell Jr. refused to comply with the orders of the cops. Now, this guy is a two-year Iraq veteran. Okay? And it seems that he had a couple guns, not an arsenal, just two, and that his 13-year-old son made some kind of a comment at school, and the cops showed up, two cops showed up, and they demanded to see the 13-year-old's bedroom. So mom lets the cops in. First mistake. Without a warrant. And so then the cops want to look around more, and they demand that they take Cottrell's guns. And Cottrell says, no, not without due process. You're not taking them. So what happened, this, the next thing that happened is kind of unbelievable. Well, the student, the cops and Cottrell come to an agreement that the guns will be kept outside the home. Really. Not going to do much good outside the home as far as I can tell. But that's the agreement that they came up with. And that the boy, the 13-year-old boy, is not allowed to go back to school. The school will not allow that 13-year-old back in. Because why? I guess because he mentioned guns. How he mentioned them, exactly what he said, I don't know. But whatever he said does not rise to the level of throwing him out of school or keeping him out of school and preventing his graduation. But that's what's happening. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Now, Rich Even, don't Americans have more guns than those in any other country? Don't we have more guns here? Aren't guns in almost every household? How does this work? This is totally unacceptable. Did you read this article?
I did. I did briefly, yes. You know, this is a good excuse, or not excuse, good reason, a great reason, let me rephrase that again, to homeschool your child. You know, the so-called aristocracy is so out of touch. I'm just looking at one article here, and I'm not going off into too much of a tangent. I'm going to go back on guns, so don't worry.
Richard, hold it 1 second. I have to interrupt. I have to. Because you said homeschool. All right. So homeschool children are characterized as not being able to fit in. They won't socialize well. That's always what we hear. How are you going to have your children be able to socialize if you homeschool? You met our boys. They've both been homeschooled. What was your reaction? Say whatever you want.
Well, it's I'm going to plagiarize my own book or paraphrase it, and basically 90% of the kids I hire to do work for me, like pounding posts, for example, or anything heavy that my arms and shoulders can no longer do, my spine, they come from homeschool families. They're more timely. They listen better. They have a higher work ethic. Their communication skills are better. I think, and not necessarily against public schools, but the powers that be have, and I've given many examples on this show where the parents of their own children do not have control over the agenda taught at school anymore. So that tells me that the aristocracy, the powers that be, have gone way overboard. Let me give you a few statistics here. Sanctuary cities and no gun zones had the highest murder rates. In the U.S., highest ownership of guns per capita with 90 guns per 100 residents. Think about that. Per capita murder rate in the U.S. is 111th in the world despite all the guns that we have. And 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. So, that, I mean, I can go on and on with another 5 minutes of statistics and data, but that should say it all, Vince.
Okay. Richie and I will be right back. Offgridmontana.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I just felt like the president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
That's an often critic of President Trump, Republican Senator Bob Corker, speaking about President Trump's joint press conference with the Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. And that's one of the nicer reviews. The former head of the CIA, John Brennan, says that news conference and the president's remarks were nothing short of treasonous.
So when I use the term, this is nothing short of treasonous, I equate it to the betrayal of one's nation, basically aiding and abetting, giving comfort to an enemy.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. President Trump spoke on Fox News last night in an interview saying that the Russians have no information on him and that Putin emphasized there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This can be slight. What are today's hot flashes? You've got your take. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheetman's with us. Rich, I want to share something that happened yesterday. You know, I mentioned that I was under a truck when you had called. And a little bit earlier, just before you called, I was still under that truck. And our son was in the shop. I was just partially in the shop. I backed the truck into to stay in the shade, and he was under a another truck that was on the lift. So we're kind of sharing the same bay. I've got maybe 5% of the bay where I backed in to stay in the shade, and he's under a Ford truck, and he's working on pulling out the transmission, the automatic transmission. And he came over to me, and he said, "Dad, I never thought I'd say this, but this Ford truck is worse to work on than a Mercedes." Now, my son hates, absolutely hates working on a Mercedes, and because he thinks it's way too complicated, way too many parts, way too hard to get to things. He came over to me, and he said, "Look at this." So I got up from under the truck, and he had a handful of bolts. And he had a 5.5 millimeter, a 7 millimeter, 10 millimeter, and a 13 millimeter. Those are the sizes, but he had a handful of them. And he said, "Dad, there's four sizes of bolts that are used to hold in the inner plastic fender liner of one side of this truck. Same on the other side." He said, "Who would engineer something like that?" And so my response is, an accountant. An accountant would say, "You know what, we could save a little bit of money instead of using all 13 millimeter, you know, the larger size, instead of standardizing it and making it easy for the mechanic that's going to have to work on this, because to work on, if you have to work on the transmission, you have to take off both inner fender liners. Can you imagine that?" Well, you do. So you have to take them off. And you have to have four different socket sizes in order to get them off. So who would think of something like that? Obviously not someone who is a mechanic, because a mechanic would say, "Wait a minute, if I'm going to work on this, wouldn't it be nice to have just one ratchet, one extension, and one socket rather than having four sockets? It'd really slow us down. It costs a lot more to fix this thing." Well, the accountant would say, "Yeah, but, you know, we could probably save, I don't know, 8 cents. 8 cents by doing this, because we can use smaller bolts." Well, that's my take on what happened. And that kind of thinking, it has permeated our society. It's impossible, or darn near impossible, to work on things. It is so complicated. And he saw why his dad really likes the Mercedes, because the Mercedes, in my opinion, is one of the finest, if not the finest, vehicle built in its class, whatever its class is. And I sure wish Mercedes had used trucks. Then I'd have a used Mercedes pickup truck instead of a used Chevy pickup truck. Now, we don't spend a lot of money on our Mercedes. So, class, I'm able to buy a used Mercedes for what the original owner paid in sales tax. So I can get a Mercedes for between 5 and 8 or 10% of what it cost the first guy to buy it. And that's what I do. I don't spend a lot of money on Mercedes, but I have Mercedes, and they're great. But if you look at this particular Ford we're working on, it's a nightmare. It's complicated. It's probably going to take 10 hours to pull out the old transmission and put in a replacement transmission. Forget fixing the transmission. I'm just talking about take the old one out and put a replacement transmission in. 10 hours. Now, what would that cost if you went to the dealer? Oh, I guess maybe $100 an hour, maybe $125. Forget the parts. We're not even including the parts. This is ridiculous. It's unacceptable. And who did this? I believe that the same kind of people did this that destroyed Sears Roebuck and Company. The same kind of thinking. Forget the customers. We don't have to worry about the customers. We're just worried about the shareholders. Well, the customer is the guy that pays for this, to have this thing maintained. The customers are the people that keep Sears in business. They have lost sight of their customers. I believe the baby boomer generation that got their MBAs, Master in Business Administration, those guys, I have an MBA, those guys have destroyed Sears. They're destroying our products. The average guy who operates a motor vehicle, a car, a light truck, cannot fix it. Can't. Can hardly change the oil. Because it's difficult. It's by design. By design. It's not made to be easily repaired. By contrast, a neighbor dropped off a Ford F-250. I think it's 1976. That thing, you can work on. You can see everything. It's nicely organized. New Ford, difficult. Very difficult. And I don't believe it was designed to last as long. Hard to fix. Average guy can't work on it. Just a couple comments I wanted to share. And we're talking about things that are going wrong. That's one thing that's going wrong. We have taken advantage of our customers, meaning businesses have taken advantage of their customers. Any comments, Rich?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this many times, but the corporate fleecing of America, you know, with stock buybacks, and I think I've been almost redundant on that to your audience, but we're getting to the point where fascism is the new rule, and that's why the corporate oligarchies, if you will, have created an alliance with big government and bought and paid for the lawyers, bankers, judges, and politicians. And that's why basically almost 80% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And depending on which author you read, anywhere from 60 to 69% of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings. So that's where we are as America. And speaking of savings, money, you wanted me, Vince, to talk about a couple of things to your audience regarding a couple definitions that I often give, and two words being solvency and liquidity, and you want me to go over QE for the people and talk about the yield curve flattening and a few other things. So since we kind of bridged over to the corporate fleecing of America, you let me know when you want me to start on that stuff.
Yeah, and there was one other thing I wanted to discuss again. We talked about this privately on the phone, and you asked me, "What, Vinny, what would you do if you had $1,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, $500,000, if you had that money available, those funds available, what would you do with it?" Remember that? You asked me that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you told me you'd put it into farm equipment. And then now with the drought / dust bowl you're experiencing, you said that answer has changed already. And that's the dilemma of a lot of Americans. You know, if you're in debt, obviously paying down debt, your car, you know, there's four big loans, your mortgage, your car loan, your student loan, and your credit card. You know, I feel that if you can get those under control, you have a chance on, you know, breathing some oxygen and not getting suffocated with debt and having a decent life. And as you know, we always talk about that quite often. And so that would be my answer for most people.
And here's what I said. So when Rich asked me what would I do if I had those funds, you know, I said I'd put it into equipment. You know, assuming that we didn't need land, assuming that we had land, and we do, we have a farm. It's 241 acres. It's about all I could say grace over. But it, you know, we raise animals, we sell the animals, and that's what we do. Okay, I don't have a job. Our sons don't have jobs. Mrs. Finelli doesn't have a job. We're farmers. We're really farmers, and none of us gets paid to be on the air. I don't get paid to be on the radio. I've been doing it for 7 years as a volunteer, and so are all of our instructors. Well, so I said to Rich, yeah, I was thinking, you know, I was looking out the studio window, and I can see some tractors out the window, and I can see, you know, a couple balers out the window. I'm thinking, okay, spare parts, that's where it's at, because we'd want to keep farming. Well, when I was collecting signatures for the running for the board of directors of the electric cooperative, I stopped to see a guy that I bought an old baler from. He wanted $150 for a baler that he was just going to haul off to a salvage yard for scrap metal price. $150 for a hay baler. I couldn't believe it. It's got gears, it's got chains and pulleys and tires. I mean, it's heavy. It's heavy. So I bought it for what the melt value of the steel is worth, okay? Which is incredible. I didn't drive this guy's price down. I just asked him what he wanted, and I paid him exactly what he wanted, which was $150. Well, I went to see him again because I thought, you know, we hit it off, and he might sign my petition. He's on the same electric cooperative we are, and so I went to see him, and he signed the petition, which was wonderful, and he had a almost brand new hay rake. It's called a wheel rake, 8 wheels. So there are 8 round hula hoop size wheels that gather the hay, makes like a 15 or 16 foot swath. What a great rake. And they're, you know, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, depending on the quality and the brand. Probably more like $8,000 or $10,000 to buy a new one. And this thing was immaculate. It was darn near pristine. It was perfect. And the thought went through my mind, boy, it'd be nice to have a spare hay rake. Boy, it'd be nice to have a rake that nice. Okay, I've got a wheel rake, but nowhere near that nice. Ours is rust-colored. And this was really painted. And it was beautiful. And so I asked him what he's doing with it, if he was selling. He said, yeah. I said, how much? He said, $1,500. I thought, gosh, what a steal. He only wants $1,500 for it. And then it came back to Rich's question. What would you do if you had, you know, extra money? Well, we haven't had rain here. We're in a drought. I've got no hay to rake. There's no need for a rake. No need for a rake. For anybody around here. And that happens almost overnight. Within a month or so.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the question is, why did I mention this? Well, there's a takeaway here that you might want to consider for your situation. So we bought a farm, and we built a house, and we've got fencing, and we're fixing the fencing. And, you know, this is a 13-year project. So we built this house, built the barn, we got the equipment. We're in the business, okay? We moved our farm from Virginia to here, Missouri. Seems to be working. Okay, we're raising cows, building a herd. You know, there are plenty of challenges. Then, we have a drought. Okay? The yield on our hay is one quarter of what it was, which means that we can only feed one quarter of our cows, which means that we have to sell three quarters of our cows. And I mentioned on the air probably a month ago, maybe longer, that I expected that farmers are going to say they're going to try to keep their cows as long as they can, and then they're going to say, uh-oh, we got to sell. And they're all going to sell on the same day. Well, a cattle auction last Thursday in our neck of the woods, you know, typically would run from early in the morning till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everybody goes home. Nope. It's so many cows that the cattle auction went to 11:30 at night. It's so many cows to sell. Looks like all the farmers said, oh, can't do it. Now, we were going to sell ours too. We thought we'd get a little ahead of it. Well, I guess all the farmers thought they'd get a little ahead of it and sell before the price collapsed. Well, the engine on our, the engine's having trouble on our Dodge three-quarter ton pickup truck, and the transmission blew. So the only truck that we had that can handle a gooseneck was the Dodge. My little Chevy can't handle the gooseneck trailer and pull that heavy a load. So we couldn't sell our cows. Then it rained. I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. What good fortune. It rained. We had a half an inch of rain. Our son was on the tractor moving hay, and he said, geez, does that have to rain now? Oh, I didn't mean it. He was talking to the Lord, saying, no, I didn't mean it. I take it back. So we only got like 5 drops. Then a couple of days later, we got a half an inch of rain. It was wonderful. We thought we won the lottery. We thought it was the greatest thing. We're all dancing around. It's raining. I was going to call you, Rich, and say, Rich, it's raining. I can't believe it's raining. It's so great. Well, the next day, seriously, next day I went out in the evening, and the yard, the grass, it's all dust. Back to dust. It was so dry that all the rain had evaporated, and the grass is brown. And I'm not saying woe is me. What I'm trying to tell our class is you can move to where you think it's a great place and something can happen and can really, really be a challenge. So, for example, you move to a farm, let's say, east of St. Louis, and then you find out that there's an underground fire in a landfill that the media is trying to cover up, and it's right next to a radioactive waste dump, and you're going to be downwind from a radioactive fire. That's pretty, pretty serious. So things can happen. Or you can be in an area that's, low, and then it rains, and it rains some more, and then you're flooded out. So there are a lot of things to consider when you plant your family, wherever you're going to plant your family, if you're going to move out of the city. And that's one of the things we're trying to teach you in this class, that it's complicated, it's difficult, but you can do it. You can do it. There's a lot to think about. And by the way, we have a toll-free number, 866-582-9933. If you're contemplating doing something like this, we can help. We don't have all the answers. We haven't made all the mistakes yet. And if we had made all the mistakes, we'd have all the answers. But we're learning. Rich, what are we going to talk about when we come back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements? Rich, you there? Did I lose Rich?
Yeah, I'm here, Ben. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what do you want to talk about when we come back?
Well, let's talk about some of the definitions you asked me to discuss when we were talking privately.
Yep, okay. We're going to be talking, one of the definitions is liquidity. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about quantitative easing. And, what is liquidity? What does Rich mean when he talks about liquidity? You need to know. Because we're not teaching this in school, that's for sure. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.